going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him? We see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
Goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Thank you. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a long pipe. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day we're gonna smoke a long pipe. Today's the day we're gonna burn it all down. Today's the day.
We go. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. There you go. That previous song was Real Life with Send Me an Angel. Behind me right now is Focus once again with Peas March. Before Send Me an Angel was Crust with Smoke a Whole Pound. And I thought that it was, it was a coincidence that I put those two after each other, other than I thought that they sounded nice with each other. But then I noticed that thematically, they're both kind of like, I don't know, a little bit childish in their themes. Like, I really enjoy them both. But Crust, smoking an entire pound, getting real high, not going to school. I do very much enjoy that song, but it's very silly. And then Send Me an Angel, just never been lucky in love. At a certain point, it's not luck. before that was The Beatles with Dear Prudence. And before that, we had Joe Jackson with Is She Really Going Out With Him, which I was reminded of because it was the first line in Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las, which was played before that. And just before that one, The Apples in Stereo with Questions and Answers. And so that Is She Really Going Out With Him finished up my questions officially, and then we moved on to Bigger and Better Things. Coming up next, I have a couple more question songs actually coming up. They can stay. They're fine. And other than that, I'm gonna have to figure out what else to play. I might put on something. I'll put on some good music. It is highly recommended, so it's only music that I recommend highly. I wouldn't put on anything less. And with that, but if you have any songs that you'd particularly like to hear, rather than turning off the radio and going to Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music or Amazon Music. Does everyone need to have their own music app? Anyway, rather than doing that, give me a recommendation. Call in. Hit me with that song that you've been listening to a lot lately and can't get out of your head and want to hear right now. Because I want to hear it too. Hey, did you like those last two songs too? Because I sure did. All right, let's start with the, let's go in reverse chronological order. That last one was Jules with Mean, and that song is a new release. It is from February of this year, and Jules is a singer-songwriter from New York. From New York City, from Brooklyn, in fact. And she will be playing at Rockwood Boston, which is a venue down by Fenway, not to be confused with the Rockwell in Davis Square. She'll be playing there on October the 29th. That's a Sunday. Oh yeah, I meant to say, get out your pencils, guys. So Jules on the 29th, and she'll be opening up for Trey Sheehan and I have Trey's new 2023 single release coming up after this. And before that Jules song, we had I'm Still Gonna Save It by Taryn Emmerly. Taryn is a student at Northeastern University, and she is, and that song was released, October 6th, so that's 12 days ago. Also pretty much a brand spanking new release, and she will be coming on my show not next week, but the week after that for an interview and to hang out. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope that you all are too. And I'm also looking forward to talking about her new song. She will also be playing gigs next week. There's one on Wednesday. So go out, support local bands. Next Wednesday, it's, I don't have that written down, but she'll be playing on Thursday too at the Lily Pad in Cambridge. And the one on Wednesday, I don't know. I think I have it written somewhere. I gotta have it somewhere, but maybe not. Oh well. I will figure that out and let you guys know the next time I hop on the mic. And let's see, what else was there that I played? Behind me right now is Balkan Bump with Prayer Song. This is also a new release, I think. This came out June of this year. So a whole bunch of new releases. And alright, so before Taryn, we had Ryan Power with The Prize. And that's a song that I went to the box office at the Middle East to buy tickets to see a show called Weird Fishes. But that's fishes with a P-H. And it is a... It is Radiohead in the style of Fish, and I have no clue what to expect. It sounds like an absolutely bizarre show, and the person at the box office was like, oh, if you like weird stuff, you should check out Ryan Power. And it was pretty cool. Before that, Jackson Browne with Running on Empty in honor of my very, very empty gas tank. And before that, and also to remind me to fill up with gas on my way home. Before that was Focus with P's March. Coming up next, new song from Trey Sheehan. He'll be playing the 29th at The Rockwood in Boston.
Wake up, I wouldn't mind knowing where your dreams think they're going. Settling in for colorful autumns, leaving footprints to be forgotten. Walk me through it. How many times till a man is ruined? Didn't I say it's better in the rain? Leaving footprints the way we overcame. Size and strangely euphoric, summing up some Socratic notion, clearly biased, but my mind is open. Come on, tell me you're kidding. All this time I thought it was me who was missing. Coming down from anxious desires, this time with diagrams of circuits and wires. Till I've learned what my worth is. Settling in for sleepless autumns, leaving footprints to be forgotten. Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much wraps up our 2 hours here on Highly Recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max, and I'm here every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Behind me right now is OMA with Rap Snitch Knishes, live instrumental cover. Before that, we had a twofer from Hungai, a group out of Mongolia. And, so that second one was Drinking Song, and I don't even have to imagine drinking to it. I tried. It's very fast. They say hey a lot. And before that was Shiger Shiger, a favorite of mine. I love the throat singing in it. Very cool YouTube video for that one too. And before that, Trey Sheehan with Rotation, who you can see at the Rockwood on the 29th of this month. And one really cool thing about that Mongolian, those two Mongolian songs is, if you notice, the beat is almost like you are riding a horse, because that's, you know, one of the methods of transportation there. And you can compare that to something like the American blues, where the rhythm is more like the rhythm of riding a train. And they say that that's because of the transportation, and those are the beats that people are hearing, those are the beats that people emulated. And that pretty much wraps things up for me, so stick around for On the Town with Mikey D, and I'll see you guys next week.